Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. There is an important event that is taking place tomorrow that I've been asked to mention on this program, and I want to give the fullest possible ventilation to it. I'm just trying to find the information. Basically, University of the West Indies, in association with the Women and Development Unit, which is a part of the Open Campus, is hosting a forum tomorrow entitled Centering Women and Their Families in Caribbean Development. And the forum will be held tomorrow. Let me repeat that. University of the West Indies, in association with Women and Development Unit, which is part of the Open Campus, is hosting a forum tomorrow entitled Economic Challenges in Barbados and You. How will you be affected? Of course, the natural focus is to the challenges that women and their families are facing. But the title is Economic Challenges in Barbados and You. How will it be affected? The panelists include the Right Honorable Owen Seymour Arthur, first up. Second, Ms. Cecilia Babb, who is a former Deputy Director of the Caribbean Policy Development Center. Professor Avinash Prasad, who I assume is well known to you as a consultant to government. And Ms. Barbara Langdon Thompson. The moderator will be Ms. Taitu Hiran, who is currently the Director of Women and Development, the Women and Development Unit. So that should be an interesting panel discussion tomorrow. You get to hear the Right Honorable Owen Arthur face off against Professor Avinash Prasad. In supporting roles will be Ms. Cecilia Babb and Ms. Barbara Langdon Thompson. And the entire event will be hosted by Ms. Taitu Hiran. And that should give you an interesting perspective on economic challenges in Barbados and you. And I do hope that you all will be there. I will endeavor myself to be there. Down the Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Nichols.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
Yes, first of all, I have three little issues I'd like to raise. But before I do that, I would like you to allow me to be like Patrick King and the gentleman who just had a conversation. Who is a former worker at Urban. I don't want to be treated like Shrek Stenetry. If I'm going to be treated like Shrek Stenetry, I'm part of anti-America. Let me know now that I could move on and let someone else get in. That is understandable, Mr. Ellis.
So everyone who comes to the program receives fair treatment, sir.
No, Mr. Wickham. We don't have to argue
talk,
over
you
that.
Talk good talk, and we ain't gonna have no problem.
No. Let me give you an idea. I didn't want to stretch this one. Straker's Tennis just came up with a simple thing, dealing with CCJ. And you take it down to Mr. Finder Short, who was saying, oh, my Barbados and this, the ACC, and all types of things. That had nothing to do with what he came on with.
Mr. Straker's Tenentry made a point about the CCJ, okay, and I was defending my position.
Wait, just a minute. I could finish it. Ask me, and I explain it to you why I don't want to be treated like him.
But don't talk foolishness like him.
No, okay. You could call whatever you say.
But no, but what he was talking was foolishness, and I was just pointing that out.
Just a minute. Let me just explain to you something. You can't listen. Whenever Patrick Ting and then people speaking, you don't hear your voice at all. But then Straker's Tenetry, especially, I don't know why he likes speaking to you, period.
I like speaking to him, though.
You do not allow him to get in.
I like speaking to him, and I like speaking to you as well.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
I love them. Bad.
Listen to what I'm saying, plain. If you see what you're not doing here? If we're going to discuss today, like how you did with Straker's Tenetry, let me know that I will hang up.
You said that already and I told you go ahead, sir.
Okay. Now let's deal with corruption.
And 71.
Sorry?
I was wrong at 76 and 71.
Okay. Let me explain to you what I'm saying. I am in favor of an investigation into all types of misdeeds by government. If anyone in government did anything wrong with taxpayers' money, and we could find out, I would like to see them going to prison, like the gentleman that was caught this weekend in Spikestown. What I do not like or understand about the Barbados Labour Party with this corruption thing, I would like, if they were to go after Mr. Dale Marshall, willing to get to the bottom of it, because the last time I heard him, he said it's going to take 3 months or years before the government could get to a position of dealing with anyone. I would like Mr. Dale Marshall, if I could help him with any information to everybody on Babbage should be able to help him. Go back to 2001 to 2018. But we have a lot of lawyers being paid by government. They don't have to go out and... And let's get to the bottom of it. But every minute coming on the way of talking about it and nothing is done, it's wasting people's time and airtime, the way they airtime. Let's move on. That's one.
So you say you don't know anything about the TFIN?
Me?
Yeah.
How would I know?
No, because you said that the Attorney General asked if anybody knew, and you said that you would be willing to set to help if you knew.
I said, you don't know where to be going?
So you don't know. You don't know anything about the TFIN?
Listen, Mr. Vickers. Mm-hmm. If the investigation starts, I'm talking about none, the lawyers getting $8 million.
If it starts and you got information, you will come forward.
And I hear something, and I could get somebody locked, I lock them up too.
Okay, fair enough.
That is what I mean.
So no, what area in specific you may have information on? Which ministry?
You want to look at me first.
It's on a particular ministry.
Mr. Vickham, I stopped you every time. I was good as yours. Don't try to put me in a position. Don't try to put me in a spot. Now let's move on to the second one.
Okay. Moving right along.
You told me you used to listen to Senate sometimes. You listened to it last week?
No, sir.
Oh. Well, let me help you. You read it, though.
It was in Dominica last week.
There's a lady in the Senate. I wouldn't call her name because I don't like calling names too angry.
Well, it's Crystal Drakes, the opposition senator.
No, not that lovely lady. She's beautiful. You don't see a political future for her?
No.
Oh, you don't see it? Okay,
I don't see it. You see one?
I believe when the election call, I believe she's going to walk up Parliament next.
On which side? DLP?
Oh, you don't worry about that.
Or a UPP?
Let's move on.
No, because I am curious to know what her political allegiance is, because she doesn't sound like a Dem. She don't sound like a B. I don't know. But
you don't worry about that part.
What so she can become a Dem?
Don't worry about that part. Can I move on?
Sure, yeah. No, because you mentioned her name, so I'm just curious to know.
The lady in the Senate, not Ms. Drake, not Ms. Tate.
A next lady.
Okay, I call it a next lady said.
All right.
That people are giving the impression that this government only get involved in this program now, but from 2016, the opposition was working with certain people, I'm calling names because I can't say names, but certain organizations, this government was in full conversations with.
Regarding?
There's nothing new that, no, sir.
Regarding? But what was it regarding?
It was dealing with the measures that we are going through now. All the programs that's going on now started in 2016.
And really?
Really?
We had an IMF agreement in 2016?
No, you could call names. I ain't call nothing. You know, you used to say IMF, not me.
I know, but that doesn't make sense because we know very well that this program started recently.
That is true.
They had laying off people in 2016, for sure. It's about 2,000 people you all lay off in 2016.
Slow down a minute, Mr. Vickham.
That's what she was talking about?
You say you don't hear it. Stop guessing.
But then tell me, sir, we're wasting time. It's 12 minutes we're talking and we're getting away.
You can't say that company where they call me your name and all sort of things. I want you to investigate.
Dennis will deal with that. Don't worry. You call the name and it's wrong. Dennis will deal with that.
Okay. Her name is Miss Haynes. You know Miss Haynes?
Right. What is Miss Haynes saying?
Go and check what she said in the Senate.
Sir, just tell us quickly.
I'm telling you that what she said in the Senate, she should be called to question.
The one thing she said that I agree with, I remember when she made a comment about Barbadians like to eat too much foolishness, and she attacked the consumption of pork.
When you heard that?
I heard that. That's what I heard her say.
Then.
And I said that after I heard that comment, I said she's obviously a very intelligent woman, not only beautiful, but intelligent.
No,
she said it a while ago. Okay. She attacked the consumption of pork.
She knew that the government... all of us understand what was going on.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm at a loss.
Okay, so. I told you go and check it.
All right, I can check on it. What's the next point?
Next one. Did you say to any news person that the honeymoon is over and put a number of people who already gone home and what is expected? Did you mention that?
Did I say that? I don't recall saying it. I said it?
You don't tell no news person that?
I don't even recall that I had a honeymoon.
Oh, so you never mentioned to nobody?
I don't believe this government had a honeymoon.
That the honeymoon is over?
I don't believe this government had a honeymoon.
You don't feel it had a honeymoon?
Sir, this government hit the rubber hit the road from day one. And that was my sense. I don't feel there was no honeymoon period, no gloating or whatnot. The Prime Minister constituted the government and she hit the ground running.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know about no honeymoon where you go and you go overseas and lock yourself in a room and make love and that kind of thing. Nothing about that. Sorry?
So have anybody published that? The line on you.
It's possible that they said it, sir. What is the point you are making? I don't recall everything that I say. I talk a lot. What exactly is the point you are making?
A lot or too much?
Maybe it's too much. Okay. I can fix that just now. I can start talking less.
Oh, you're going to talk less.
And make you happy.
Mr. Wickham, I noticed that.
I can do it, friend of Stuart.
I noticed that a gentleman, anti-America, just give us a little record of something that I know. I hear it many times.
I heard it, yeah.
You heard it. Mm-hmm. You heard how you answered it.
How is that?
You sound so. You know, I wonder why do professional people or people who are supposed to be professionals, because of the position they hold or plan to hold, this can't face the truth. What she said in that record of the anti-America is a slap in her face. Is an insult. She have gone away from what she said. And that is the only thing, you know. The things like 30 buses on its way. You remember that too?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
We get a bus yet? Do you know if a bus have been ordered?
Sir, I don't know. I know that they went to order some, but it didn't work out.
Did she say 30 buses is on its way?
I don't recall her using those exact words, but the intention was to order 30 buses.
What I am saying, before I got one more point to you, so I don't want to stretch this one. What I'm saying, when you are a responsible person holding the office of opposition leader or prime minister, the things that you say could haunt you. And I'm saying this here. Put me in. And I'm going to have the South Coast fixed in 3 months. I'm going to pay all those people out there out there national insurance money and dig. You remember that?
Yeah. You know the problem that you're going to have as a Dem? The problem is that you're going to have.
What?
As a Dem.
As a what?
You're a Dem, right? The problem is you're going to have as a Dem is that if you tell me, let's do a battle of archives, and let's go into the YouTube archives and let's pull out this and pull out that, right? What anti-America pulled out is not untrue. The Prime Minister said it. But I can go back and I can pull out archives for things that Frandell Stewart has been saying for the last 10 years. That, sir, will make your ears curl. Right, so my point is, why are you going to start something which is only going to lead us one place? Because if you're going to say that Ms. Motley made statements about cabinet size, Frandell Stewart made statements about sending home workers, he would not send home a single worker and sent home 2,000. What is your point, sir? If you want to do a battle of archives, we have to listen to the archive with Frandell Stewart in the field, gave a commitment that they would not impose tuition fees on people. That's what he said. And then he imposed tuition fees and he said that it wasn't supposed to last forever. So if you are going to do a battle of archives, then let's be fair and frank. And that's what the other guy was saying. So I don't have a problem with you pulling out what Ms. Motley said. Because Prime Minister Motley has to stand by her words. And she has to explain, change circumstances. But the point is that if we're going to do that, then we also have to be fair. And let's hear about a lot of the things that Prime Minister Frandell Stewart said.
Mr. Wickham, I started...
You remember when Prime Minister Frandell Stewart said last time we had full employment was during slavery?
Mr. Wickham,
so you know the amount. You know the amount of stuff that I can go into archives and pull out. I could do a compendium. I could do a whole book of a lot of the. from his lips over the last 10 years. So, sir, don't start to tell me that we are in a situation where we can do a battle of archives, because if you're going to battle, let's battle.
Okay, Mr. Wayne.
So don't worry with anti-America. Anti-America, good. If you're going to say to me that you want to do a battle of archives, then let me go down the road.
Mr. Wickham, can I speak now?
Sure, go right ahead, sir.
I raise anti-America issue because the way you dealt with it. I am not saying that Mr. Sanderstraw made statements also, and you don't have to tell me today, 2018, about things that Sanderstraw has said. For 8 years, I hear you telling me all of things that Sanderstraw did and didn't do. I was hearing you criticizing Sanderstraw for 7 to 8 years. I want you to criticize Mayor Motley once.
When Mayor Motley needs to be criticized, she'll be criticized by me.
Just a minute. Instead of you dealing with what anti-Americans say,
I dealt with it.
The way you, what was that?
I dealt with it.
You dealt with it how?
I dealt with what Mr. Anti-America said.
Oh, let me get to my final point. Let someone else get it.
Please.
Now, knowing that you're a poster and you're dealing with election and candidate, this going up your way, your line. Now, I got a call from the Michael West. And there's a type of political campaign fever down there. You hear about it?
Say Michael West?
Affiliate constituency.
Okay, right. Who you behind? Who you backing?
No, how we get there already? Let me get to my point first, man.
No, because there's 20 minutes on the lane, so do we get to the point quickly?
How long, man?
So you don't worry about anti-America. You worry with you. So who you backing for that spot to run against the Barbados Labour Party?
You don't tell me what to speak about. Let me tell you what I'm speaking about. You had a man on called Patrick King that dominated the social media for all time, and now he's criticizing it. Let's move on to Affiliate again. And you don't tell him nothing at all. You don't say, Patrick, man, you was the mere social media man, destroying all stuff. A lady had never seen him in his life. A wedding moderator. But, Mr. King, you was doing that before. Why you didn't do that?
All right, sir. Thanks a lot for calling. It's down to brass tacks. Good morning.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, man. Look, I turned with the backward and forward foolishness, man, this morning. And I'm serious.
Is backward and forward or is backward and backward?
Oh, backward and backward and going back further. Look, and okay, I try to keep off the program and give...
Well, why? You ain't a problem. You should come on the program.
No, keep off. Not right out in the sunset. I mean, I try to be a more listener these days, okay? Anyhow, look, I want to look at something here. I heard talk around about CBC, Government Printing Department, JS.
That's an interesting issue that you've raised.
Yeah, I want to pelt in two more, though, that I believe should come under one umbrella. Honestly, I would like, and I believe that you will support me with this. I believe. I'm not trying to direct you in any way. I would like the NCF, too.
The NCF?
The NCF, National Cultural Foundation.
You see, Dennis holding up his hands in the air. Maybe that's a conversation you or him should have.
But I will. Listen, I know Dennis.
Where are you going to put the NCF? You putting it under culture or in the...
No, I would like all of that to operate under one umbrella. Because, look, let me face it. The Government Printing Department, right? What they do? Tell me. Enlighten me.
No, they
can't happen at GIS.
They waste a lot of time at the printing.
What GIS do, question about that can't happen at CBC.
But how you get NCF in there? NCF is planning events.
Because with a library and an archives like CBC, and the little one that they got at the NCF, I think that they could combine and come under one umbrella only for culture. Because when you look at NCF...
Dennis, you're on tomorrow?
Pardon me?
Dennis is on Friday,
so
Thursday.
What I mean?
Oh, no, he's not on this week. No, because Dennis is anxious to discuss this issue with you.
Yeah, okay, I will come back again.
But unfortunately, he's in the other booth now.
Pardon me?
He's in the other booth. I have to admit, sir, that it's an interesting idea from the perspective of the archives.
Yes.
But I am having difficulty wrapping my mind around it, largely because a big part of the NCF work is arranging activities like NIFCA, Crop Over, and that kind of thing.
Peter, you missed the ball. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying to you, NCF only come to light. I'm not really criticizing NCF. Huh? It only come to light at NIFCA and at Cropover. And it come over like a carnival committee. Okay? You really don't want that for your NCF? You don't want that for your National Cultural Foundation?
But
I am saying, mm-hmm. last year, right? And sometime mid-year or so, or the latter part of last year, CBC put on a karaoke show that was won by a fella that nobody ever heard about, and he become an overnight sensation. That is what I'm talking about when you want to join the forces between CBC and NCF. Scout for talent. There are tremendous talent in Barbados that need to be tapped into. Dennis would agree. You, Peter Wickham, would agree.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And that is where I met the link with CBC and the foundation, because they have two archives to compare notes from, and they should be operating out of one umbrella. That is my thing.
There may be synergies that can be established, but I still maintain that the event organization activities of the NCF, my sense is that they have to be done by two separate agencies. Cropover is a big, big thing.
But do you want your NCF seeing and only showcasing Cropover and NIFCA?
But showcasing, you know, is the organization.
Do you want your National Cultural Foundation to be out there in the field trying to get pan players, trying to get guitar players, and trying to get singers, dancers? That is what I believe our NCF should be doing.
If the NCF facilitates, for example, like a pan, they had a pan thing some time ago, a pan workshop. They had one down there. You don't remember?
What, for 2 weeks?
For two weeks, right. No, but I'm saying that is the kind of thing that the NCF does. Is that not the kind of thing you want to see them continue doing?
I would like to see, and again, I'm not knocking the foundation.
No, being knocking, because we're talking developmentally here.
But I am saying, it need to spread its wings, man. The NCF need to spread its wings and force forces the CBC. And the same JAS that have an archive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this conversation need to go in that direction. I welcome the day when Dennis on, so that we could further ventilate the same.
No, both of y'all are culture aficionados. Well, I'm more like a walk-up aficionado.
Well, I am the walk-up man.
Not no more. You might have been wanting, but you know.
Do you know Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the culture industry can help pay Barbados bills?
And I agree with you on that, but I am saying that I don't see any reason why the NCF cannot collaborate with GIS and CBC, which will presumably become one, regarding promotion. My concern is the organization and taking initiative in terms of organizing activities. I would like an agency to be able to deal with that. Quick final word from you, sir. Let me come in.
I will await, Dennis.
Okay.
Thanks for
laughing. All right, I too await that conversation, because that is what that interests me, and it's good that it's unfortunate that we didn't discuss more of that on the radio. Okay, this has been Down to Brass Tacks. We're now on 53 minutes past the hour of 11, and it's time to go to the regional roundup. Do stay with us. We'll be back with you in about 10 minutes. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks, 4341790. Remember, we continue now until 12:30. We'll be break for the latest. 4341790, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Yeah, good afternoon, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good. What is Winnie?
Okay. No, this is a lady that you say have this strange language.
Okay.
Peter, for the last couple of months, that guy before the guy that speak, last guy that spoke there, he been coming on the radio and styling Miss Motley like a she, and using the word she. I would like you to ask him to cut it out. She's not a she. Everything he says she, and she say, and she said she would have bring this. And she say, and you know, he doing it like he in a provokeful way. It's not a nice way to style woman. Then he will call his mother the same thing because she's a woman. You don't style women like that. I don't like it. How he comes on the radio and do it. I think Miss Motley is doing a very good job. You wait. And later on, a lot of them going to be very glad Miss Motley get into this to office. Because everything takes time. You don't get, you call in for things and then when you get it. I will like you to tell this guy, okay? He get his loss and 30 love. Take his 30 love and relax. That is how life goes. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Take it and relax. But he cannot get over it. And every day, nasty about Miss Motley, every day, he needs to relax and give Miss Motley a chance. From the time, this is only 5 months, and from the time this lady gets in, no, not giving her a chance to break, to do things like she wants to do it. If she promised boss, the boss didn't come, the boss will come. The garbage truck will come. Wait, it's wait the counterweight that they keep the DLP government in for 11 years. Miss Motley in put this country in no problem. It's the DLP that put this country in the problem. And Miss Motley fighting. You think I would have liked to wake up, Peter, and sign my dollar gone down to 1 cent?
I like how you say they're waiting for the bus, they can continue to wait.
Wait! There
are places in Barbados that they know about waiting for a bus.
But then people don't have patience.
So at least now you know if you're waiting, they can come eventually.
They had patience when the DLP government was in power because you didn't hear in none of them mouth. You didn't hear in none of them voice. Everybody, they frightened. They want to cuss Miss Motley every day. They want to say something about she. They want to do she. You stop it. Tell the guy stop it. Stop calling Miss Motley. She's not a she. She's Miss Motley.
That's right. Prime Minister Motley, that's the name. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for drawing that to our attention and for pointing out that the correct title is definitely appropriate. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Like, pretty good. Peter, I really didn't plan to call the program today because it was on yesterday.
But you after hearing a contribution
this morning, in fact, a couple of minutes ago, I really had to call. But before I respond to that, that guy that the same lady was speaking about just now, I honestly believe that you need to do something as far as he's concerned and speaking on the programs. Because he don't make no sensible contribution at all. Peter, I find that each time he come on the program, his groceries, how the moderator speak to some person or what the moderator says somebody to the same person or what they shouldn't say. That's the only contribution he has made, and the contributions don't make no sense whatsoever. All is about the moderator and the caller that the moderator was dealing with. But let me get to my point. Now, I wonder who are the people responsible for picking members or boards in this country. I know it's a government decision. But after listening to Wesley's contribution just now, Peter, I come to the conclusion that Wesley should be indeed on the NCF board. Because, I mean, he now bring up some ideas that I don't even believe technocrats even went as far as to think of. And it was an outstanding contribution, and it was full of ideas. I mean, real far-fetched ideas, and I don't think a lot of people really understand what Wesley was saying. But I support every single word that he said as far as his contribution was concerned, and I believe that they need to take his contribution into consideration. Because I honestly believe what he's saying can work.
Yeah. I had the opportunity, I mean, and I've already said that I think Dennis is the better person to comment on it. And he was fleshing out this idea that you know, off here. I'm hearing it, and I understand that the importance of the synergy created in terms of the production of culture or the production of cultural content and the distribution of cultural content, which should really be done through a TV and radio station, the production of it, which is really what the NCF should do. that there's an important synergy. He also made the point that there's no reason why the component, which is logistical, the arranging of different activities and so on, cannot go under the same rubric. So I don't really see a problem with it. I think it's something that maybe has not occurred to the powers that be, or maybe there's a desire to keep the NCF separate for the time being. I think the NCF came into being in 81, no? Was it for Carrie Fester?
I'm not too sure. That is for the other time.
Something around that time. I think it was done for Carrie Fester. And the feeling was that having had a secretariat for Carrie Fester, they felt it would be good to have a cultural secretariat to arrange, you know, these different things. And certainly it has done an outstanding job. But the question is, you know, where can we take it from here? And maybe this is the type of discussion that is needed to carry it forward.
Yeah, I was more so excited too, as when you mentioned about the archives as well. You can use one archive for all the information and get that program or whatever in line.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's one of the best contributions I ever heard from Wesley. I must give it to him.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Wesley makes some good points, and I don't deny. I just think that Wesley's strength is in culture and Calypso and whatnot, and less so in politics. I find that when I hear him on Calypso, and so he's really controversial but outstanding. Yeah, anyhow.